Good the current daf mesech about basel daf gimel begin on basic and test basel. Begins with the words where it seems that Tosis had the gears in the Gemara and Amid Aleph that chazur is alayis kibeshamay time him they take an oil halim they take an oil loy shemamino the less din to go to ogud and this the gears is brought in other places, so it really belongs on Amid Aleph. So the different basel shemamino, oh, we hear from this the less din to go to ogud. That there is no halacha of Gurei Agud. That's only because they're taking the oilam, then you force. But if not, then you wouldn't force, and obviously because the Eved cannot say, hey, look, you know, say how much I am, and I'll buy myself out. Now, which Tosfos says, when time begin to say, wait, Shani Hacha, here it's different. Shein Eved nicely dumb me up, but he's not giving him the money right away. So it's not really your classic good. Like Bishami says, only writing a document on its value that he will ultimately pay him. So it says, you can say, is the mashma, it sounds like the mishum delay bottle, only because of he shouldn't stop from having children, who the kaifin that we force. Halavachi, it sounds like, but if not for that, ain kaifin, you would not force b'chol in all situations, even if he gives money, and that's the Gemara's question. Next test, I'm about to begin with the words, the Gemara, the osa belongs in Amid Aleph. That look, if the father hired it for business, then okay, then they could maintain that, etc. Which places lav davka asan laschar. It's not only if the father had made it for business. Do I then the same thing as a full asan laasva? Even if he made it for himself, alisha moitze lahasker. But it's just that he finds to rent it out. Then we'll say that the brother could. But if not, then like okay, it's, you know, it's tough luck on you. Next test, not to begin with the words of the Gemara. Now, Visa can tell you everything to say, less than the Gurei Agud. Filbrish de Kriches, Behold, I need my two scrolls, etc. Which Chase explains, well, Hashta, Sakadak, now the Gemara entertains the Chulkin that this that you divide, Kimish Echad writes a Lachlik, because since it's one of them that wants to divide, and the base Kriches, Dumi de Krechacha, then that two scrolls, like similar to one, that what's written in one is not what's written in the other one. Could then Yeshua b'Shmuel, like one say Yeshua, one Shmuel, and that's the question. Why are we forced to divide? They're not the same equal. Obviously, that's what the Gemara is trying to ask. That you see that he holds of the halacha, like, and that's where his student coming from of Gurei Agud. That's what he says. To me, going to say, is Dina the Gurei Agud? What I mean, even if he holds of my Chulkin, why are we splitting it? Since what's written in one is not written in the other one, but both need both. So why would we say that we're dividing it? You're right. The Gemara could have said, according to your reasoning, that's also difficult. The Gers we don't have over here, that's written in some of the texts. If you think to say less than the Gurei Agud, that you don't have Gurei Agud, that they both need both. So it's no, that should not be the gears of the Kolshkin, that all the more so. Because if you don't need both, lahai to both, perch tvei shabbat, then for sure it'd be more difficult. Unless dinu the Gurei Agud, if you don't have a Gurei Agud, am I Cholkin, then why would you divide? Tais says not to have that as in the Girsa. Next Tais Mat begins Gemara. Madbik Adam Tari Nevi'im Gzum Geicha. The person could connect all of Tanakh in one scroll. Now Avbi Sheir Shoshlit Nevi'im Gzuvim Al Gabi Tari. Then by default you can have if you're starting off with Tari, you can have wrapped around it on top of it Nevi'im Gzuvim. And Megillah Perek Beis Nemor Megillah Dav Chabzayin Menaf Mashmat Sounds Like Does Lanich. You now put them on top of the Tari. Says Tais San Mila. When was that said? B'shtei Kriches in two different scrolls. But when they're connected together, it's not a disgrace. To the contrary, it's actually like protecting it from itself. Like it says, Master begins the Gemara. He says, Torah b'fnei atzma. He says, no, you have to have the Torah separate. And no, it's not because of the Svarah that we just mentioned before, that because you can't have Nevi'im and Ksuvim on top of the Torah, that Matzav Sheikol Echad b'fnei atzma, that he requires each one to be independent. Because La'ashkan Shei Asla Nech El Nevi'im Ksuvim Al Gabi Torah, because you only find that there would be a problem putting Nach on top of the Torah. Al Nevi'im Gabi Ksuvim, but Nevi'im Ksuvim Al Ipcha, the other way around, Loi, that's not the case, so why would you have to have Nevi'im separate from Ksuvim? Elahin Taima, the reason is, Shalai Yira Hakol Kamai Torah, you just don't want the whole scroll to look like all of Torah, or Hakol Nevi'im, all of Nevi'im. Ki Hecha Dami Chacham Basachi, Just like the sages, their opinion that we say after that, the boy sheikh called Navi Navi Mifnatsma, that they require each Navi to be independent. Obviously, the reason is Shleinir Hakol, Kamay Navi Echad, we don't want it to appear like one Navi, which is not, the separate Svarm, and therefore they hold it has to be separate scrolls, Kenyo Larajba, that's how it appears in the Rajba. Next test, Maslow, it begins with the Gemara, Messiah Melmata, Maslow Melmala. You could end on the bottom and start on the top, which Pish Bukhud Rashi explains, meaning if in the circle on Dal Sheetan, that you don't have to leave four empty lines, which you normally do. But when you end on the bottom, you can start right away on the next column on the top. Now, when the read appears to the read, between the different chumash of the Torah, then you would actually have to leave the four lines. The Nevi'im Davka comment specifically on the Sefer Nevi'im that we said they insert that you don't have to give the first time like a bomb, because the Gemara explained later on the reason of this halacha is because you're going to come to cut, you're going to cut. Now, that's only by Nevi'im. I mean, Chumash L'Chumash L'Torah, between the Chumash of the Torah, Loi Midi, that's nothing to have a parsh, that Loi, that you can't cut. So Midi Dava Parsha Pesucha, just like by an open parsha, Shem Hoye, Mesai Malat, if you end on the bottom, Yitzorach L'Nech Shita, Achas, you would have to leave one line on the top of the next column. Achadami, here also, Dinu L'Nech Besayiv, Kol, Chumash Parsha Dal Shita, you do have to leave by the Chumash Parsha, four lines, even if you end on the bottom, you would have to leave four lines on the next page. Now, but it's Vomish Farish. He explains this that we say, that you end on the bottom and you start on the top, and you always leave four lines. But specifically by between the Vim, but by Chumashim, the Allah is telling us, this Allah that you could end on the bottom and start on the top is by Nevi'im. But you cannot end on the bottom and start on the top, even with leaving four lines. Like it's in the Parakam of the Megillah, the first part of Megillah, that you have to end in the middle of a page. You have to start in the middle of a page. You could end on the bottom and start on the top. It says, Taisus, either where it appears to the Ritzvah, or nearly appears to me. The reason is, the inlo l'sayim b'sayim b'daf, that you don't end on the end of the page, even if you can leave four lines, because then you might come to cut them and separate them, which we're not allowed to. But between the Sifri Nevi'im, that if you come to cut, you could cut. Then we're saying you could end on the bottom. Next test, Master begins the Gemara, so on the end, in the beginning, on the top, you have enough to wrap around the stick, and at the end enough to wrap it all the way around. King Kazim B'chal Svarim, that's how it's written all the different Svarim. Kashri, it's difficult to read. Ketan B'sat Zev, we learn the Brayis B'sat Zev, and call it from the Glolon Lit Chilasan, or some of the Girsa Seifon Lit Chilasan. But it's going to the beginning. You're wrapping from the end to the beginning. L'kaman Amma Anami, later on the Gemara also says Seifa Azara, is Lit Chilasa Hu Niglal, gets rolled to the beginning. So, if that's the case, and actually, so it says Masha Pesha Kunches, Rashi explains over the Mitchelas La Seifa. Oh, it means from the beginning to the end. In other words, Masha McKenna, the word doesn't sound like that. It sounds like from the end to the beginning. And because Mezuzah, I'm reading by Mezuzah, we say also, Nami, She Karchin Eisime Echad Klabishma. We roll from the end, from Echad toward Shema. And let's close it, that's to the beginning. But the head you guys in the Yishami, Perakam Megillah, and explicitly the gears in the Yishami, the first Perakam Megillah, is Eis Adam Amad La Seifa Torah B'Seifa. Actually, the Amud is not in the beginning, it's actually at the end. So, Al-Kain Ner L'Rid, therefore it appears to the Rid, the Gersin, the Girsa actually should be V'Isa B'Reishai, in the beginning, you make a day heck of enough to surround the whole thing. U'B'Saifa K'day Logal Amud, and at the end, to go around the stick. Now, the Rajbah Ner L'Kam Girsa, so according to Rajbah, it seems to maintain the Girsa that we have. That Baruch Hashan, here it's different, because the Ayy B'Mabik turned the B'im Kesuv. So, we're connecting all of Tanakh together. Then it's not appropriate to make the amud at the end, like you do in the general. That's disgraceful. Because then you're going to have the Torah wrapped around the Vim Ksubim, which that's not appropriate. It's as if you made like the Torah, like a protection around the Vim Ksubim to protect them from getting dirty. Therefore, here you make the amud in the beginning. There's a term from them, so the Torah should be from the inside, and the rest of Nach from the outside. And later on the Gemara answers, but Staden Katani, Loigars, the Girsa should not be Tchilas HaSeva G'day Logal Amud, the beginning of Sefer to wrap around the Amud, HaSeva G'day Logal Hakev, and the end to wrap around all the way around, like we're saying over here. No, because the Hashemla Arbi Mavim Tarim Mingusuvim. There is not Toma where it's all connected all the Tanakh. So this Lamim Ibcha, actually, we should say the exact opposite, as we said, as the Ri holds, not like the way Rashi says. Now, which is as the Bachad's on the words, Bereshu Gedeli Hekim, Besevig De Logal Amit. Now, Rav Svarim Legaris, and you're right, in most Svarim, like we have in our Gemara, the Gemara says, El Tzadik Gitani, only that it's Tzadik Gitani, Besulay, not more, and it can mean either one. And that's a big difference, as we're saying. Also, the Rashba says that Philil is from the Garsla, even according to the text that do have this Girsa, like Kashiku Lehai is not really so difficult. The Nichle Lishnuye, because the Gemara prefers to answer Dumidach Price, the Koyla, similar to the Price that's going on, which is going on, that all of Tanakh is together. And then there would be the opposite way, as Taisa explained.